Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined with Nur Allah Ibrahim, who is a political commentator, is joining us live now via Skype from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, is Syria becoming essentially Iraq 2.0?
Well, obviously this is a risk right now that Syria might be a repetition
of the Iraq scenario in the 90s, but I think the Syrian government is very well aware of that. And I think this is why the Minister of Information, Omran Zabi, said in his latest statements that the hysteria of statements about chemical weapons by the West is caused by the advancement of the Syrian military forces on the ground in central Syria, in Homs and in Damascus countryside. So I think the Syrian government is aware of this. I've spoken to sources inside the Ministry of Foreign Affairs this morning, and they told me that they feel off the record that this media campaign is not aimed at actually launching a military intervention at this point against Syria, but they more feel it's aimed at pressuring the Syrian government into accepting the expanded jurisdiction of the United Nations Investigation Committee that was established to investigate the rebels' use of chemical weapons in Khan al-Assal in March this year. And as a result, my sources, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, told me that they feel this is only a step to pressure the Syrian government to accept the expanded jurisdiction of this committee so it would investigate any alleged incident of chemical weapons use, which at that time will be an exact repetition to what happened in Iraq in the 90s.
So then do you believe that such pressure will work on the Syrian government?
I don't think so, since the Syrian government is very well aware of what's happening right now. They're aware that the Syrian army is advancing in certain areas, though certain other areas remain a big challenge for the military and for the government. But they're aware they are advancing on the ground. They're aware that this, if they accept such a thing, it would be a very big mistake for them. And from what I heard from, as I told you, people inside the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, they don't think the government would agree to any expanded jurisdiction. Actually, the Syrian government has proposed something else. The Minister of Information said yesterday that the Syrian government might accept an investigation committee of Russian experts to investigate any allegations of chemical weapons used in Syria.
But then do you think that a Russian expert or Russian experts, as you said, would be acceptable to the likes of the West or Turkey, Saudi Arabia, etc.?
Well, I don't think the West will accept it. We all know that what's happening with the chemical weapons thing, it's not about the chemical weapons, it's not about innocent lives. The West just need more pretexts. They need more reasons to pressure Syria, more cards to play against the Syrian government to make it change its stance. They certainly don't care about Syrian lives or human rights in general. So what they're trying to do right now is to gain more influence over the Syrian government playing the chemical weapons card. But so as a result, they won't accept a Russian investigation committee because it would make this card void for them. It would make it unusable for them.
All right, we'll have to leave it for now. But of course, we do appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Allah Ibrahim speaking to us live from Damascus.